Hello, this is Aaron Jones, magician, with another magic audiobook coming to you from Shikoku in Japan. And today I wanted to talk a bit, it's a little bit of a controversial issue, and that is volunteer magic shows. And I'm not talking about the volunteer magic shows that you do like with your magic club, magic events like that that are related to your magic interests. But when you're working professionally, of course, a lot of people phone and they want you to do a volunteer show. And being in Japan, I haven't been asked this very much, but in Canada, I'd always get calls about doing volunteer shows and what to do with it, because you can't always do free shows for everybody. And what I did was I limited the amount of volunteer shows that I did per year, and that was two. And usually I did the same group every year, and so it was a constant, was decided. And also the idea is to volunteer, but try to get something out of it. Now you get all of the people who phone you, oh, it's good publicity, and a lot of people will be exposed. Yeah, that's true. It is true, and it's not true at the same time. You have to be very careful about this. But what you should do is try to get something in return. Sometimes a volunteer organization like this has tickets, or they have other things that they can use. If you volunteer the show, to make sure that they publish your ad in their pamphlet or whatever, because when they say it's a sort of exposure, a lot of the time they should give you ad space, a little bit of an ad space, because you are volunteering. It's like paying for an advertisement in their brochure. They would have sponsors who pay and they get an advertisement. If you're doing a show, your show is worth so much money, then perhaps you should be getting, you should negotiate for ad space in their material that is equivalent to your show price. The same kind of thing. Try to get something in return. Now, I'm not being selfish about this. There are the two shows that I did do in Victoria every year that were volunteer were for the same group, and they did, after a few years, get me other shows outside. But it is to be very careful, because you do get a lot of these calls, and they always have the same spiel about, yes, it'll give a lot of exposure and all this stuff, but you do have to be careful, and you don't want to give away all your services for free, because, you know, they don't go around. People like doctors or other professionals, lawyers, they do their volunteer special things, but they also have it limited. Most companies that do donations and sponsoring do have a limit on how much they do, and you should do that too. And be honest when somebody phones you that you do volunteer shows, and you do have a limit per year how many you do, and that if they're really serious, they should be sending you some information about what the event is about. So don't just volunteer blindly as well. So you have to, if you're doing it for a business, you have to do it like a real business. If they're really serious, they will send you information about it, and they will negotiate some kind of trade in advertisement or something else that really does give you exposure. If you have any other suggestions, this is just my thoughts on this and what has worked for me. Being in Japan, I haven't been asked to do many volunteer shows, so I haven't dealt with this for about six or 7 years now, but in Canada, I always got those phone calls. But what have you done to solve this problem, and what's your policy on it? And I do believe, as a performing magicians who are doing it for a living, you should have some kind of policy about volunteer shows. So if you have comments or suggestions on this topic, please let me know. You can contact me at aaronjones.com or at my website, aaronjones.com, on Facebook at the handle Aaron Jones Magic, Twitter at Aaron Jones Magic, or if you're on Google or Google Buzz, my Google username is Magic Elvis, so you can access my profile there or Google Talk and send messages through Buzz as well. So, until the next Magic Audible, take care and have a good one.